Medieval Somalia consists of two main sultanates, the Sultanate of Mogadishu and the Aden Sultanate. The Sultanate of Mogadishu was established by Fakhr ad-Din, a Somali man. The Sultanate of Mogadishu would produce a golden age. Then the Aden Sultanate took over and they produced another golden age. These sultanates had many of the same achievements and will thereby be pretty much the same thing through SF's podcast. Somalia's history is comprised of many sultanates, which is a unit of government ruled by a sultan. These units were never unified under a centralized government. The Mogadishu and Aden Sultanates were the main two during medieval Somalia. One important sultan, or leader, during this time was Abu Bakr ibn Shakith Omar, who ruled during the Aden Sultanate. Incoming lawyers, judges, or holy men had to come talk to the sultanate, so he was very influential on the area. Also, he had all sorts of officials by his side. Abu Bakr was able to speak not only Somali, but also Arabic. The Qadi was also an important figure in medieval Somalia. The Qadi was a judge who made decisions in cases concerning religious law, which was extremely important. There were often officials surrounding the Qadi, showing his importance. The capital city, Mogadishu, was the greatest cultural achievement during this time. The walled capital city was very populated and had 4- and 5-story buildings, of which most were homes. The city also contained large palaces, castles, fortresses, and mosques with cylindrical minarets. In the area, people spoke both Somali and Arabic, but wrote in Arabic. Mogadishu was a wealthy city with numerous markets, and it also served as a trading port. This caused the area to have its largest cultural achievement, its own coin. The coin had the names of 23 sultanates imprinted on it. Trading was huge for this area. According to numerous sources, Mogadishu was an extremely wealthy city. Mogadishu was pretty much known for being a place of bustling markets and heavy trade. Mogadishu traded with communities on the Indian Ocean coast and also across the Arabian Sea through maritime trade routes, but they also participated in land trade as well. Somalia traded with Europe, Asia, and other African communities. Coins from China, Sri Lanka, and Vietnam have all been found there. The area was able to be successful in trade because of all the camels, horses, meat, fruit, barley, and wheat the area had. Trade in Mogadishu was at times different from other areas. When a new merchant was seen coming on the waters, a small boat would be sent out to greet them. The incoming merchant would then stay in the home of whoever greeted them, and the Mogadishu citizen would carry out the merchant's selling and their purchasing. As Somalia was such a large trading hub, many items were traded there, such as gold, livestock, slaves, leather, ivory, luxury fabrics, wax, grain, wood, cloth, which was an import, spices, which were also an import, and frankincense. Somalia is also responsible for bringing hippos, giraffes, and gazelles to China. Islam was the main religion during medieval Somalia. The religion was in part spread by ruling families that were of Arab and Persian descent. Most people in medieval Somalia were Sunni Muslims. The capital city was home to great mosques. If you go further inland, you will find the minority religion, the Abyssinian Christians. Medieval Somalia matters to history for many reasons. For one, it was the first African community to build and extend Chinese relations successfully, causing the two areas to gain more knowledge of other cultures. They were the first to put a man in China, which is a great accomplishment. Mogadishu was an important trading port for many communities, and so it provided many empires with great goods to improve their own economies and new knowledge of other cultures. The Aden Sultanate did come to an end. Even though the Sultanate had been very successful for many years in fighting off the Portuguese, they had an internal issue. After upsetting the Darandul people over watering rights, the Darandul people rebelled against the Aden Sultan by killing him. Many people fled, and although the capital of Mogadishu was still there, the Aden rule had ended, and with it, medieval Somalia.